A lot of things in since COVID changed in the church. One of the things that changed in this little church, we no longer have half the offering plate. But there is a basket in the narthex for your own free will giving. And you can always go back to passing the plate. I always thought it was a really cool way of worshiping, but we don't do that anymore. But feel free to leave something in the basket back there pertaining to your tithes, your gifts, or your offerings. So with that said, we give God thanks this morning. So we take this time of giving, of praise and thankfulness for anything in your life. Joanne, what are you thankful for this week?
I'm thankful I got you as pastor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm very thankful for your prayers over us and our families. All of us.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like when Jesus said, when I go home, I'm going to send one greater than I. He said, because I go to prepare a place for you. So we're only in the next room waiting for you, always. So we're always together in the Spirit. So with that said, any other offerings of praise this morning? Any of you might have?
I just want to thank God for all of the people that
Yes. Thank you. I'm very, very humbled because these people that have gathered here today, and of course there's some that thought they might come today, they couldn't make it, and we appreciate them too, and that they're not here. But I am very thankful. Thank you for your love, your friendship for these many years, and we look forward to many more times together. Yeah. Anybody else? Mike.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. I just want to say I'm thankful that we made it 250 years.
Amen.
I just pray and hope that everybody here will help me with a little praying. I do. Will help me with that task that we make another 250 because it sure don't look promising at the moment. I'll stop it, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Being the man that you are.
Well,
I appreciate your blood.
God loves you, and so do I. Mr. Mike.
Just prayers for Mom and Dad. Dad, he's just still chugging along and nothing slows him down. But Mom, with her dementia, it's taking a toll there for sure. When she is up and about, she's really good. And like I said, my dad is carrying that burden right now to go in. But what he said was, this is what he signed up for. So, and for Susie, I don't know who all is aware, but she has stroke. And about 3 weeks ago, but she'll be coming home Thursday. I'll get her. She's in rehab right now. It was what they call a mild stroke, a mini stroke. So it really did not affect much except her eyesight, which she's now got double vision. So she has glasses or tape on one side with a clear tape so the sun, the light can still get in, but it takes away the double vision. Of course, we know with one eye your depth perception goes. But she's everything else pretty much good to go. So like I say, she's doing occupational and physical therapy right now at the rehab, and that'll be, I'll go Thursday at noon to pick her up, come home, and then she'll continue some rehab there, and then we head to Shands for a surgeon to look and see if there's something to be done, or if it's the way it's going to be, we'll know more at that point. So it's been quite busy here the last month or so.
Yeah.
And
even with yourself, you've had some vision problems too. You had to get it taken care of.
Yeah, I just can't see clear right now. But I've had cornea replacement. I had one in the left 7 years ago, and that went off without a hitch. Right eye that I just had done has not been quite so much without a hitch. And Susie just had cataract surgery in both hers.
Wow.
Again, one went just perfect. Yeah. The other one, not so much. So like I say, there's been a lot going on, but we think of Bethel, we think of you, Ralph, and we know that we're in people's prayers, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. God loves you. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything? Thanks for offering this morning?